sign. America is changing. Freedom's on the line. Will you be among the patriots? Will you stand among the brave? Will you heed the call? Give your all. Will you for the USA? Washington, D.C. It's about our God and country, about our liberty. It's about our independence. It's about the IRS. It's about our right to bear arms, about peace and happiness. Will you be among the patriots? Will you stay?
Steve Voss, will you be among the patriots? Next hour, my bump in will be Die on My Feet, which Steve did that song, and I had heard it, and I called him up, and I had a few suggestions about some lyrics, and doggone if he didn't go back in the studio and recut it. That was the guy, ladies and gentlemen, that had a big fat RCA Records contract and had a Grammy, and he was on his way until RCA discovered who this guy really was. And, of course, we can't have any of that. If you look on the republicbroadcasting.org at a rotating banner, if you don't know what Steve Voss looks like, We Must Take America Back, it's his official video, you get to see what he looks like. He's just one solid individual. Man, will you be among the patriots? At the second half of this hour, I'm going to have Dan Setterfield up, and we're going to be talking about FrontSight and this magnificent giveaway that they're doing. And we really appreciate FrontSight for doing this. The place that has run a million people through their ranges, and we're not just talking about plinking targets, folks. We're talking about what to do in a stress-filled environment. And you've gone to the range. Have you practiced turning around and pivoting 180 degrees, targeting and shooting in one? No, you can't do that at the range. You'd get thrown out if you weren't charged with homicide if you hit somebody. We're going to be talking about this giveaway, and it's the Mac Daddy of giveaways. It really is. Well, guns and violence, violence and guns. Cop kills an innocent 86-year-old Navy vet as he protected his wife from intruders, and no charges were filed. Oh, did I mention the cops were the intruders? They were there ostensibly to check on the well-being of the couple and ended up killing an innocent man. Out of Saratoga, California, last year, the widow of an 86-year-old Navy veteran who was gunned down by armed intruders in his home filed a lawsuit against her husband's killers, the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department. Now, the person who murdered this innocent man will not be held accountable, as the killing of Eugene Craig has been ruled justified by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office. Craig was gunned down by police as he attempted to shield his wife from armed intruders who had just broken into his home. And as I said, the armed intruders were cops. On September 12th of 2016, according to Harrow, Craig's attorney, prior to the shooting, deputies kicked down two doors before opening fire inside the Craig's Saratoga home on Titus Avenue. As KTVU reported at the time, attorneys said their client stated that both she and her late husband were very scared and did not know why their doors were being kicked in. The elderly couple thought that they were victims of home invasion, so Eugene grabbed his .38 caliber revolver and bravely stood in front of his wife as they listened to the intruders come into their home. When the intruders opened the bedroom door, they saw an elderly vet standing there with a revolver, and one deputy opened fire. Although there were multiple deputies in the home, Deputy Doug Ulrich was the one who felt the need to begin shooting. Eugene died on the scene. According to police, they were at the home to conduct a welfare check. Craig's granddaughter called police the night of the shooting because she hadn't heard from her grandparents in a week, according to prosecutors. The sheriff's office said the deputies clearly identified themselves, called the home phone, and tapped on the windows repeatedly before entering. In spite of their alleged efforts to identify themselves, the couple still did not believe that they were cops. After all, they were both entirely innocent, and the cops coming into their home was a far-fetched idea. Any home invader could simply claim they're the police to easily gain entry into somebody's home. The tragic irony of the situation is the police claim that they were there to protect the couple, noting that they had gotten word from somebody inside the home was in distress. Sadly, this is what happens when militarized police are sent into an innocent couple's home to check on the well-being. Now, naturally, after they killed the innocent man while protecting him, police immediately attempted to justify their actions, as this ruling by the DA illustrates. It worked. The law allows Deputy Douglas Ulrich to fire his weapon in defense of others and himself until Craig no longer posed an imminent threat. This is according to Stacy Capps, a supervisor in a district attorney's homicide unit. In short, Deputy Ulrich genuinely believed that Craig presented an imminent threat of death or great bodily injury to others or himself when he discharged his duty weapon. However, the only ones who created a threat of imminent danger were the police. Craig had harmed nobody. As NBC Bay Area reported at the time, the attorney for Craig's 90-year-old widow, Dennis Luca, a longtime retired San Jose police officer turned civil attorney, was originally hired by Craig's 90-year-old widow after the shooting last fall. Now, simply put, they did not follow established policy and procedure that virtually all police departments, sheriff's office, follow regarding the escalation of force, according to Luca. If you're there at someone's house to check on their welfare, why do you kick in two doors down at nighttime, when my client is 86 years old. His wife is 90, and they live alone at that house, and they have for years. They, meaning the deputies, didn't progress through the steps necessary, and that's why I say they created the deadly force event, not Mr. Craig, who has the right to be in his house. He had committed no crime. He has the right to be safe in his house like all of us do. The police just can't kick doors, come in the house, and start shooting. Now, welfare checks, as they're known in the United States, are crapshoots that have the potential to explode into violence at any moment. The Free Thought Project has reported on numerous instances when police have shown up to protect somebody who may be suicidal or in distress, only to end up hurting or killing them. Now, sadly, Craig is now one of those statistics, and the people who did it to him will not be held responsible for taking an innocent man's life. Nothing will bring back Craig's beloved husband. However, her lawsuit will serve as yet another reminder of the effect police violence on situations that require no force at all. When law enforcement's only tool is a hammer, everything begins to look like a nail. Lucas said, "It didn't have to happen. It shouldn't have happened. And now I have a 90-year-old woman who is alone, who was married for many years to a war veteran, a pilot, and now she's got no one. That's not tragedy. That is horrific." And I absolutely agree. You know, ever since then, this started out in California, the land of the fruit, nuts, and flakes. This whole thing, taught to them by, guess who? The Israelis, on this little neat tool. You know, I like how they talk about these little policies and these tools that they use that help the police so much. It's called dynamic entry. There's not even a knock and a talk. We're here. We're armed. MP5s. I can't use the term that I usually use, but it's front to back, let's just say. Armed up, ready to go. Now, I have said this repeatedly. When I was growing up, ladies and gentlemen, if the cops were seeking somebody, they'd call out ye old detectives. They'd put them on a stakeout. They knew the pattern of the perp that they needed arrested, whether he had a job, whether he showed up at work, where was his local stop and rob, and he went down to get a 40-ounce Colt 45, or whatever the case may be. Point being that it's a hell of a lot easier to grab a hold of somebody when they're not suspecting that they're going to be grabbed if you've got probable cause and a warrant in your hand. Just ask David Koresh. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't. He's burned to death. Man, what's happening down in Florida now, I was talking to Steve Elkins. Gun shows down there are popping up all over the place. People are buying guns here again. This is what happened during the Clinton administration. Janet Reno was the attorney general. Waco was going on the heels of Randy Weaver's shoot 'em up bang bang. And the same guy that shot Weaver's wife was the same one that showed up in Waco, Texas, and somebody had filmed this asshat reclining in a back seat getting a little bit of rest, and a cameraman come up, stuck a camera in his face, and he said, "Home to kill." Yeah, he certainly was. Certainly was that. Oh, and that, by the way, the reason why the ATF did that raid, folks, it wasn't 10 to 14 days that there were two ATF agents and another cop that invited David Koresh to go out and shoot. And he did. He was with him all day. Could they have arrested him then? Yes, they could have. Oh, by the way, did I tell you that he ran every morning off of the quote-unquote compound down the county roads up there? He did. What this was, and this was the ATF's motive, the ATF was getting a bad rap. So what did these asset and their clown carts do? Showed up, guess what they did? A full-on military assault. And the rest, as they say, is history. Sordid as it is, it's the sad history. Everybody's bashing the NRA. Companies are pulling their support. Well, you know what? You pull your support. And they think that they're on solid ground and they're safe by doing this. It's only because they're watching the news and they're believing what the news is telling them. And that is a fact. So here these people are. And I don't care if it's Dick's Sporting Goods or whoever it is pulling their support. Well, the people haven't pulled their support. Guess what happened in the last week and a half, 2 weeks? The NRA has added another 500,000 new members to their organization. 500,000. Can't wait to the next shooting incident. Probably the rest of the country will sign up at that point. I don't know if they recognize this or not, but they're fixing to make a lot of people felons. You've seen what's been going on around the country. States and counties and communities are taking, well, the we've got to fix the dangerous stuff approach. And now they're talking about taking people's guns away. Mr. Trump said the same thing. If they deem to be unsafe or they're an imminent threat, or, well, maybe if they might look threatening, yeah, we'll just go grab their guns and we'll worry about the due process later. I got a big fat announcement for you. Don't try that with me. Don't try that with just about any God-fearing, America-loving man or woman. It ain't going to turn out the way you think. I'm sorry, didn't we just have Mal here? How long ago was that? Lavoy Finicum shot dead? That was a planned assault. They had every intention of escalating that out there into a shoot-em-up. Didn't happen. And nobody, not one person, not one organization said, hey, you know, let's gather up our camo and our canteens and our MREs and our rifles and our magazines and let's go on out there for a show of force. People just started to show up. The last time that there was this kind of attitude, this edge about going after assault weapons, that's the time that the militias started forming in the 1990s because people fully believed that they were going to start confiscating the weapons. Well, guess what, folks? For real or pretended reasons, they're getting ready to do it. This is not going to end well for them. I hope whoever you send out, they're single men, unmarried women. You know, this crap you've been told that, well, your duty is to get yourself home safe. That's why all these people are ending up dying, that the police go on calls for. Now, I am not an idiot. I see and I hear what's going on out there. And wing nuts will take advantage to pop a cop because, well, they're criminals. They're not going to jail. Some of them are caught by suicide. We understand that there's some loose-weaved people out there. But across the board, starting to confiscate weapons, starting to modify that Second Amendment. We'll be back in a minute. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Mike in Chicago. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you? On the network, there's been a lot of talking about the guns and how there's nothing more than that the government wants is to take that means to protect ourselves against what they're doing. And what they're doing is, they're preparing this country. You know, this country is broke, all right? And it's only a matter of time. The pension systems are broke. The federal government is broke. And now you got the cryptocurrencies coming, you know. They're moving, you know, forward with that. And it's only a matter of time when this dollar is going to be rejected.
Yep.
Either that, or they're going to start a freaking war.
Well, and the end game scenario here is, and this is the globalist, and this is what they set out to do from the onset, Mike. They recognize that the United States cannot exist. With our form of government, we still got stiff-necked Americans running around thinking they've got God-given rights. We can't have that. So it has always been there in their agenda to kill this country.
Right.
So,
you know, John, they just killed Europe. Europe is over, and in another 20 years, you know where the capital of Islam is going to be? Take a guess. It's going to be at the Vatican. The Vatican is going to become the capital of Islam. Right?
Well, I don't know about that. I think they're going to side up with their yarmulke wearing brothers.
You know, this is the more you're thinking about the guns, and, and all these hoaxes that are going down, and they got people propagandized, man. They got these liberal people. You know, the women are they hate men, and they're libtards, mm-hmm. and they want to take your guns. Mm-hmm. They want to take everything from you. They want socialism. They want communism, Marxism. This is going down, man. America is on the way down. It's going down, and everybody's broke, and they don't want to admit it. There's no way we're going to pay back $125,000 apiece. No way.
I know that. And Mike, like I said, it's been the plan to bankrupt, to destroy this country, and it was destroyed not by an invading army, not by atomic weapons, not by chemical attacks or EMPs. It has been done from within, from our own government.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Listen, yeah, thank you for letting me share my voice over your network. At least there's a little bit of freedom left for us. You know what I mean? To communicate? Thank you.
I understand. Thank you, Mike. You know, it's, right. I think people are starting to understand. If you can sit and watch iHeartRadio after they reconstructed from Clear Channel, reorganized, come out with iHeart, and they're going belly up. That's the largest radio network in this country, folks. Tom in Florida, we only got about a minute and a half, Tom.
Yeah, good evening, John. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, John, good evening to you. Yeah, John, I want to talk about what's going on in South Africa. I say take those 4.4 million white South Africans, bring a million of them to Baltimore, bring a million to Miami, bring a million over there to Philadelphia to bring another million to Washington, D.C. And that would help out with the Electoral College a little bit for the white people.
Now you know doggone right well they're not going to bring those people in to tell their tale of how they're being murdered down there. You know they're not going to do that.
Exactly right. What happened is, I want to ask you a question. Maybe you can answer this, John, so I don't remember. But I remember back in the early 80s that I was hearing that South Africa had atomic weapons. Where are those atomic weapons, and how come the Boers would give those atomic weapons out? Who got the atomic weapons if they had them? I don't know if they did or not.
I do not know. And it was rumored that they were the Russian suitcase nukes. And, you know, what are they going to use nukes on down there? They've already stolen the farms. They've already stolen the land.
Yeah, but John, South Africa had at one time a very strong military, if I'm not mistaken. They were buying Israeli and French jets and all that, and I guess they had a pretty decent military. I know they're very tough people.
They had a decent economy because it was run by a bunch of Europeans that migrated down there and set up shop. Now, correct. South Africa's not doing too well anymore.
Well, James, John, another thing I want to talk about is all these liberal pig Democrat.
You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, John. Okay. Well, I want to talk. Like they're talking about one lady, Kamala Harris, talking about Jeff Sessions know nothing about slavery. What does she know about slavery? The biggest slave owners in 1865 were two black men. They had more black slaves in the South than white men. That's the one thing. And as far as looking at Los Angeles and San Francisco with the homelessness, most of them are black. Drug, needles, urine. It's costing $30 million just to clean San Francisco up every year just for the urine and feces.
I understand.
The needles.
I understand, Tom.
L.A., they don't even want to put a price tag. L.A. must be like $50, $60 million to clean that place up every year with these hazmat crews.
Tom,
it's insane, John. It really is. It's insane.
It's going to take a lot of work from the patriots in this country to put this thing, set it to rights. But we're at that tipping point. The time now is now. Because if it goes on any longer, there's no bringing this country back.
Took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution that no one could put down, like a wildfire for freedom. It's burning even now. You see, even if you got an army, when all is said and done, you just don't mess with Texas, especially when it comes to guns. The Mexicans went home without that cannon.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time.
All right, Dan Sutterfield, are you there, Dan?
I am, sir. Do I sound okay?
You sound 5x5.
Great.
What do you think of that song?
That is incredible bumper music.
That's my buddy Steve Voss.
I've got to get more of his stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, everything that I've played is on YouTube. So you can go up there and you can get it. And, the one I'm going to play at, as the bump in next hour is Die on My Feet. I'd much rather.
This stuff speaks to your soul, man.
It is that. There ain't enough patriotism, and I'm tired of the phony patriotism being pumped that, you know, people were having a hard time after 16 years watching all the mayhem, murder, and looting, and killing, and all that other stuff in the Middle East. I'm sorry, for what reason? Yellow cake and weapons of mass destruction? Yeah. Well, there have been, Dan, 100,000 veterans that have killed themselves. That just...
Well, John, I heard that there was like 400,000+ from the first Gulf War that are virtually incapacitated. They can't function in society. Is that right?
They can't function. They've Gulf War syndrome, it was called. A lot of them are suffering from depleted uranium. And that stuff, I mean, is absolutely horrible, and it's against Geneva Convention to even use.
Talk about a misnomer.
Yeah, no kidding.
It isn't depleted.
Well, and here's the deal. What we're being sold, like people like Fox News, it, well, the sentiment was that we wanted to get our soldiers the hell out of there. We wanted to bring them home. And that was the tenor, and that was the attitude that people had. So they pulled a fast one on us. Then they came at us through the media. Well, at least you can support our soldiers, can't you? Well, I'm sorry, who is it? Carney the class clown that's over there killing and maiming? Or is it our U.S. soldiers? And that's, you want to talk about, you want to talk about having a hard time. These guys are coming back from the Middle East. They had conscience. They were part of what was going on over there, and they couldn't deal with it. They, of course, they had to deal with the VA. And guess what the VA did? They put them on psychotropics and everything else. You know, that's the big...
And send them home.
There you go. And this is just absolutely... It's intolerable. But yet, here we are.
And there's some people that won't even talk about it. They can't even consider that our government would treat us the way they've been doing.
You ever been to a...
Well, you know, I was brought up, John, and I'm sure you were too. Pay attention to the teacher. The policeman's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Stand in line.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a mess. You get in trouble at school. You get in trouble at home. And that worked at that point. It don't work anymore.
No, it does not.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, and, you know, people are having a hard time wondering why millennials are just brain farting and they're not attached to anything. They don't believe in anything. And I about 3-4 weeks ago, I ran across this program done by the actor Richard Dreyfuss. Now, I don't know, Dan, if you ever watched the movie Mr. Holland's Opus.
I have.
Okay. In that movie, he was decrying the fact that they were getting rid of the music and they're bringing on the sports and this, that, and the other. Well, as I said, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I found out what this guy was up to and has been for 3-4 years now. And that's to put civics and start teaching the Constitution again back in our public schools. You know, this is a generational thing. This is something that's handed from father to son. You know, why are you patriotic? Why do we have liberty and freedom and the ability to say, get your hands off my itty-bitty? It's because we had a republic, we had a Constitution. Now it's just a democracy, and whatever we can convince 51% of the people, well, that I'm going to stick my wetted political finger in the air, and I'm going to see which way the wind's blowing. Oh, the wind's right. They're already starting to confiscate guns in this country without due process. They're there to create people that have semi-automatic, non-assault weapons. They're fixing to make them all felons.
It worked in Australia. I wonder if they'll make any progress here.
Well, I'd seen the pictures from Australia, them cutting up the long guns and, you know, throwing them into furnaces.
Yep.
And melting the steel.
Dump truck loads of them.
That ain't going to happen here, my friend. I can guarantee you that. I was part and parcel of raising an army in this country back in the 90s, and if I have to, I'll do it again. You know, this is not a joke. You don't get a mulligan or a do-over here. This is for freedom and liberty and this country. It is for our freedom. And if we ain't got that, I got to tell you one thing right now, Dan. If you don't have freedom, then life ain't really worth living, especially if you had a taste of it and it's taken away.
That's what the founding fathers thought.
Well, and that's why they put the Second Amendment right in there behind the first one, of freely to assemble, to voice your opinion, to stand on your soapbox. Those rights, if they ever tried to move against those, guess what we got for you? We got the Second Amendment. Come and take it out of my cold, dead hands.
Yep.
And that's bottom line. I do not want to see this.
No, that would not be good, but it...
Go ahead, say it, because if you don't, I will.
You push us far enough, and we won't take it.
No, I'm not.
And we're there, virtually.
We literally are. It's one chaotic, cataclysmic, whether planned or spontaneous, action away. Whether it's the collapse of the banks or if they pick on the wrong people to go get their firearms, they've made it known their intention. They've been talking about this for 30 years. They've got their school shooting in Florida, and they feel that they can move ahead.
Well, I'm afraid, John, they're going to try to create a perfect storm that'll just be so overwhelming for the general population, they'll beg for martial law. The grid is so vulnerable. You've got the economic system. You've got the food. You know, used to, we had 7 years of food saved up, John. Isn't that right, when we were kids?
Uh-huh.
The big silos had 7 years of extra grain in them. And then they'd rotate it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And now, I don't think there's any extra.
No.
I talked to 5 different grocery stores in this part of Missouri. A couple of years ago, actually, whenever I was, thank God for RBN waking me up, and I asked them, I said, if you would sell your groceries at the normal rate, and you got a call from the big Kroger in the sky that said there'll be no more trucks, and people just, from that point on, bought at the normal rate, every grocery store said 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That is exactly right. But over the years... And you folks out there that got tired of moving that storable foods around, you know, we did this for a reason back in the 90s, start telling people you better start storing some food. You better get some sauces and stuff to go with them beans and rice, because you know what? That's what you might be eating for a while, but at least you're not going to starve. You know, I mean, how many examples, how many hurricanes have to hit? People running to the stores to buy flashlight batteries and bottled water.
And water. There you go. I was going to say water.
Well, guess what? There's enough Berkey's out there. There's enough water purification. There's enough stored food. There's enough ammunition and enough rifles sitting home in the closet right now. We got our candles and we got our kerosene lamps. Let them shut off the electricity. Dan?
It'll take a percentage of the people, but the tough ones will make it through.
Well, Dan, I still can't believe, I'm still pinching myself, that you got that you got this done. I'm still in amazement. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, he's the founder and director and a four weapons combat master, I might add.
Yep.
I
don't know how many people attain that level. Evidently, it's not too many.
No, it's not. And I was going through that website today and looking. This guy has run over 1 million people in the last 19 years through FrontSight.
Yes, sir.
And, folks, if you think this is just about, and Dan, this is what scares the hell out of me. Yeah, we got a Second Amendment. We got the right to keep and bear arms, but do they know what to do with it? The husband and wife goes down to the target range and they plink away for a while, and then they put their guns away and put their safety glasses away and their earmuffs away, and then they go home. Well, okay. You might have even broken down your weapon and learned how to clean it and maybe even learned how to repair it. But the one thing you have not been taught to do is the how to react in a stressful life or death situation. And one of the courses that I was amazed because I didn't even think about it. Okay, this is tactical type stuff. I mean, there are courses you can go through that you're in an active shooting environment.
Yes,
and then,
sir.
And then what happens when shots come from the rear? How do you pivot 180 degrees with control of your weapon, bringing that weapon up and then hitting your intended target? Are your knees going to be knocking too badly? Is the adrenaline going to be pumping so fast at the end of that handgun is bouncing up and down like I don't know what? People, Dan, and this has always concerned me, and I've reminded people repeatedly, just because you know how to plink with your firearm doesn't mean that you're ready for a situation. Because a second, pausing just a second, if you're not tactically in your mind, you know exactly what your next move is going to be without thinking about it. That half a second or second hesitation can get you deader than a damn doornail.
Absolutely. John, could I reinforce what you just said with a paragraph here real quick?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. If you don't practice regularly, your odds of success go way down during a confrontation. But practice without proper professional training does three things. It wastes time, money, and it develops bad habits. Stress levels during a confrontation causes your effectiveness to go way down. That's exactly what you were talking about. But proper training, then regular practice, develops muscle memory that can carry you through high-stress situations. So, you want to win? Get trained, then practice. And that just rehashed everything you said, just a little different way.
Well, people need to go to FrontSight, frontsight.com, and I want you to take a look. Number one, the class instructors. A lot of these guys are active police. Some of them are special forces. Some of them are just good old boys have been doing this for so many years they can do it in their sleep. But this is the, and I'm not joking about this, and I'm not hyping this. This is not a line in a sales pitch. These are the best courses taught to the public in the entire world. Now, that's saying something, brother.
It is, but I think you're dead on. No pun intended.
That's okay. You can go to the website and get everything that you need to know about FrontSight. But I want to walk through this thing, Dan, because
sure,
I don't think people are really understanding how important this is going to be, because I have a funny feeling, unless there's a beam of light that splits the clouds and we're saved here, I think this is going to come down to a little shooting match. I hope it doesn't. You know, we had a constitution. As long as everybody paid attention, that pretty much put the kibosh to real chaos or instability or societal upheaval, or give it a name, give it a date, give it a time. But that's not what has happened to this country. And it is so ridiculous. You know, I said the other day, Dan, that, you know, the baby boomers begat Generation X. Generation begat the millennials. And if you want to talk about a wasted life and a waste of a human being, you know, this is why Dreyfus recognized, here's an actor in Hollywood. Do you think Richard Dreyfus will be hired for any more movies in Hollywood? I very much doubt it. Because here's a guy that had finally had enough, and he said, you know what? There's a reason why people don't respect and don't know what to defend for their rights and their freedom, because it's been bred out of us. It's been taken out of the schools. the baby boomers that spawned Generation X, and now we got the millennials that are getting ready here in just a few short years to be dropping babies of their own to be even dumber than what they are. This is it. We better start pushing back on this, Dan, and pushing back on it hard. I like the idea that I can own weapons. I really don't like the idea of having ammunition and rifles in my closet. I hope that I never have to use them, but if they come out of that closet, they'll be used for one reason and one reason only. And that's to restore this republic. And God help them, because once that day comes, it's going to be Johnny doesn't look back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, RBN needs your support. You've heard that one before, it's still true, but this request is a little bit different. For a one-time donation of $500, you will receive, as an unheard-of thank-you bonus, a Commander Lifetime Membership of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute near Pahrump, Nevada. It's not too far from Vegas. The Commander Membership is advertised at $25,000. And has numerous amazing benefits. In close to 19 years, they've trained nearly 1 million students. Front Sight trains more people in 1 year than all other facilities in the U.S. combined. Front Sight offers more than 50 classes, both day and night, pistol, rifle, shotgun, hand defense, on 50-plus ranges. Take as many classes as you want, as often as you want, for the rest of your life. Choose someone to inherit your membership and it will transfer when you pass. There are no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for life. There is a background check fee of $50 for the year you train, whether you take one class or as many classes as you want. You have to provide an approved firearm, ammo, and eye and ear protection. And if all you got is the firearm, well, you can buy the ammo, the eye, and ear protection out there. But check RBN's website and www.frontsight.com. Help keep both you and RBN alive. Now, a special offer from the president of FrontSight. The president of FrontSight has made a special offer to all politicians currently seated, federal, state, or county, or city school teachers, to attend a free 4-day pistol course. School teachers must be from a school that allows teachers to carry. Teachers' requests must be submitted on school letterhead. And you can request that by mail, email Mac, as in Richard Mac, mac@frontsight.com. And if you have any questions for FrontSight, the toll-free number is 800-987-7719. Now, how to receive your FrontSight bonus because of your RBN donation? Go to frontsight.com, click on course application, click on create a new account. There's no cost to create it. Enter the information requested. Send your $500 in cashier's check, bank check, money order, or personal check to Dan R. Sutterfield, 16780-16780 County Road, 8180 Newburgh, NEWBURG, Montana, or I'm sorry, Missouri, excuse me, 65550. You can call Dan. Here's his home number, 573-762-2356, or his cell, 573-465-2356. Please include your name, address, phone number, and your FrontSight login ID only. Don't send your password, just your log on ID. You have to have a login ID to be able to make the transfer of the membership, by the way. Within 3 to 5 days of the check clearing, your commander lifetime membership will show in your FrontSight account. Before you sign up for a class, you have to fill out character witness statement, then fax or mail to FrontSight. You will find the character witness statement on FrontSight's website. $300 goes directly to RBN. That is one hell of a deal. And RBN thanks you. And folks, I thank Dr. Piazza, because it was Dan here that talked to him. This took some time to put together. But we've got the blessings of the owner of FrontSight on this deal for RBN listeners. This is big, folks. This is big. Dan, hang on a second. We got top of the hour. We'll take about a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.